Hello, everyone. You are tuning into the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-hosts, Chloe
and Natalie. It's our first show of the year. Hope everyone had a great New Year's. And we actually have a couple guests in the studio with us today, which is exciting. Our first guests ever. We'll talk to them in a bit.
Yeah, in a few minutes. But if you've been following our social media streams, you should already know who they are. We're going to kick things off with a BC-based artist. This is Kirsten Ludwig, and this is her song, Adrift, from her latest album, Drifting, which was out this September. So here's Adrift by Kirsten.
I'm telling you now, I watched a forest burn to the ground. Smoke in the air, I trickled away. While the ash stood in my place. Just because flames burn everything, Phoenix still grows with the life that it brings. Rivers still flow with the ocean's veins. Don't give up on us now. I drift, sailing west, I float in the choppy seas. All of the oars pushing me, I drift. Countryside, no figure stood. Palms open wide, footprints in sweat. I left a trail to where I hide. Instinct running wild. Absent in thought.
Hello, welcome back. Once again, you just heard Adrift by Kirsten Ludwig. And yeah, now we have a couple of guests into the studio today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm the singer of Japanese Girls.
And I'm Oliver. I'm the guitar player.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
This is awesome.
Yeah, no problem. So we wanted to talk to you a bit about, well, you guys have a show tonight, of course, which we'll talk about a bit later, but you guys had a really busy 2014.
We sure did, yeah. We played all sorts of places. It's been awesome.
It's really hard, like, wrapping our head around that. Like, it's barely been a year since we ever left Vancouver as a band, and just, like, how much we've done since then. It always blows me away.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys came out with your debut full-length album, Circulation. Can you tell us a bit about the writing process of that album?
Yeah. some of the songs were, we wrote the whole album over, like, since we've been a band. The first song we ever wrote, ever, Dave and Goliath made it onto that album. And songs that we wrote, like...
In the studio.
In the studio or on that album as well. So it's basically, we've been, me and Oliver have been making music together for, like, 7 years, and we basically threw in everything in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, I mean, so it's cool. Like, Circulation was awesome because it was, you know, so many years of writing songs and throwing away songs. And finally, when we did the album, it was kind of, I don't know, a statement of really just putting out our best foot forward. And I think all of us are really happy with the outcome.
Yeah, the response for the people who've listened to Circulation has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, definitely. And I read that the album was tracked within 7 days.
That's correct.
Was that really intense?
Yeah, it was. We didn't really think anything of it. We went in with the plan to, I think, do 2 songs with Steve, and we got through that really quick, and then we were like, oh, let's try one more. And then we got through 6 songs in what we thought we'd get through 2 songs. And then we booked another session a couple months later and did another 6 songs.
Yeah, I think, like, the thing about it was that most of the songs were already written when we went into the studio. So those were pretty easy to just bang out. I felt that the really stressful situations was when we were working on songs that, like, we hadn't finished yet in the studio. And then that's when you really realize the time crunch, because none of us are agreeing on what the next part of the song should be or, like, the direction. And, like, I don't know, kind of really reminiscent of those, like, Black Album Metallica moments. Where, like, you know, you could really see how, like, Lars and James could just, like, scream at each other.
Yeah, we had to rewrite the song Southern Comforting, like, entirely.
And I think that turned out really well.
Yeah,
you know?
It did.
And Tiger was also another one that was just kind of, like, not really finished yet.
Yeah, we basically, we finished Tiger in the studio.
And you guys have also released a few music videos, and
yeah,
your most recent being, well, besides the Christmas song, you guys released a music video for the title track Circulation.
Yeah.
What was the filming like that? There's a ton of really neat visual effects in there.
Thanks. I'll tell my friend Raylan you said that. That'll make his day. What was the filming like? It was really, really fun and kind of stressful. I think we shot it over 1 day. So we were battling the fact that the sun was going down, and at one point the car that we rented fell into a ditch. So we had to, this other family was also out in the middle of nowhere with us, and they had like a, I don't know, like a rope on their car,
yeah.
And they were able to pull this
us
Chevy Nova out of the ditch.
Mm-hmm. But it was pretty, like, stressful.
Who was driving at the time?
Graham.
Perfect.
our resident driver.
Yep.
But, you know, like, I think all in all, it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was with friends, which was nice. Like, the director and camera people were people that we worked with before on earlier shoots. For example, the original video for Friday the 13th, which was done, like, when we didn't even have Graham in the band, actually.
Right.
And so it's, like, really exciting to just see them all again and do a new project.
And have it be narrative, because, I mean, most of our videos are just, with the exception of Jesse Davidge's Mushrooms video, most of it's just us playing. And it was really cool to kind of have this really abstract idea of, like, what the physical manifestation of a broken heart would look like dying of a broken heart, and it was really fun.
Yeah, and to all our listeners who are listening to this, if you haven't seen the music video, you should definitely go check it out. It is on YouTube. What else? We're gonna
have you heard of YouTube before?
YouTube's a new concept to me.
Yeah, it wasn't just me.
No, I use Google Video.
Facebook Video for me.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a really short break and play another track for you guys. This is by a electronic alt-pop project of Zachary Grace, and called Floor. The project's called Floor, and this is their latest single, which just came out on Tuesday, and it's called Get Behind This. Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Once again, we have Charlie and Oliver from Japanese Girls in the studio with us.
Howdy.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about touring next. You guys did a lot of touring in 2014. You toured with Mounties, did your own East Coast and West Coast dates, as well as you played in Singapore for Music Matters Live. Can you tell us about how busy you've been on the touring front?
Go for it, Oliver.
Well, I think it's been, like, awesome. We played more than 70 shows this year, and the majority of them have been outside of Vancouver. I think for a band that's only been playing in Vancouver prior, like, just the growth and the speed has been amazing with this band. I know that when we left Vancouver the first time to play a few shows with July Talk, who are just doing amazing right now, it was just like playing a couple shows outside of Vancouver, you know, maybe like a few hundred kilometers outside, and then the next day going to Spain. And it was just like such a, I don't know, just a step out and like a step forward for the band. And I feel just since then, it's just been like better and better things.
Yeah, it was crazy. The night I got to Spain, I was hanging out in the hotel room, and or not the hotel room, the hotel lobby, and I thought I recognized a couple of people, and I was like, hey, what band are you in? And they're like, yeah, we're playing this festival here. We're in a band called London Grammar. And that was really cool because I'm a really big fan of theirs. And, you know, going from not too much, you know, success whatsoever to, like, hanging out with London Grammar was pretty wild.
Yeah, and I think being able to travel so much has just been a huge learning opportunity, you know, partly playing with other people, like playing with the guys from Mounties.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys are just, you know, masters at their craft. And so being able to see them night after night is a huge inspiration for the band. But also, like, on the other end, too, it's kind of, I felt when we went into the U.S. for the first time, like, things were so exciting in Canada for us that I think we felt that when we went to the U.S. it'd be really similar, but it wasn't. It was like starting from scratch again, and that was kind of, I think, a big shock for the band because, like, it just every single show seemed to be growing, and then we went to the U.S., and then it was like, bam, we're back. We're nobody again. No, I mean, I'm not saying that we're anybody now, but, you know, you really felt that... you really had to start everything from the beginning. And so it's kind of cool to, it's a big realization that, music's always like a struggle, but, and it's a really a long game, but, as long as you have those certain shows that make it feel worth it. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's more like you can't get comfortable whatsoever. Not so much the fact that just, like, playing in Canada rather than playing in the U.S. or whatever. It's just, like, you know, Chicago's going to be a different show than Bend, Oregon. You know what I mean? Like, it's just changes every night. So whether you have... It doesn't matter how good the show you had was, the next one might be lame and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, some of the West Coast U.S. tour was pretty humbling.
Yeah, but then, like, when we went to the East Coast, it was awesome. Yeah, like, when super we went to rad. New York, that was amazing. That was a dream for us.
Yeah.
And I feel that, you know, it's been awesome this year. Like, we've met so many friends. Like, we've gone to cities that we've never been to before.
Also, Singapore was just dream come true.
Yeah.
Those fans are incredible.
Yeah, so totally. I think this year's been great for, like, all the things we've seen and all the people we've met. Like, it's just been awesome.
For sure. The band's grown a lot.
Yeah, and I guess when you do go on tour, I think a lot of bands, especially when they play, like, foreign places, the fans there are just, like, so dedicated because they don't get to see a lot of these acts very often. Or...
Yeah, it was really cool. When we played in Singapore, our first gig had, I don't know, something like 100 people. And they were all incredibly into it and wanted autographs and pictures and to buy the album afterwards. And that's great in itself. But then we played 4 more gigs in Singapore. And those same 100 people that came to the first show ended up coming to our second and third and fourth. To the point where on stage at the last show I announced, like, for who here is it the first time seeing this band? And pretty much nobody applauded because everybody had seen us before. There's a really, really cool... loyalty to Singapore fans.
Mm-hmm. I think that's too, just the opportunity to be able to play the same place again helps a lot, because if you just go to one city and you play once and then you leave, you know, they don't have really the opportunity to bring people to the next
show.
But with festivals in Singapore and in Spain and in Toronto and wherever we play, and we get to play several nights that week, I feel that's when we have, like, the most growth.
Yeah, you can kind of build a buzz.
Yeah, definitely.
So the next pointer, it would be that you guys have a show tonight at the Roxy with 2 other great acts, Hawking and Little India. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we haven't played a show live in Vancouver since August 29th, and we're just really excited to do it again. Obviously, it's our hometown, and Hawking, formerly Tommy Alto, are great friends of ours and a great band, and Little India, the same thing. We've run into each other all over the place, and it's mutual admiration club with all us. So.
Yeah, it's really cool. Actually, when we came back from the West Coast U.S. tour, we did a homecoming show at the Cellar at the end of August, and in the crowd, Little India was watching our set, And that's actually when we started planning for this show. So yeah. It's kind of like, you know, several months down the line is finally happening. But this show was definitely a really exciting idea because, as Charlie said, like, we all admire each other. So we're just like, let's all get together and play one awesome show. And that's what this is going to be.
Yeah, and the amount of, like, progress that Little India have made since they've started. Like, they've been around, I think, 3 years or something. And it's just... Those guys are incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely all great bands there. We've actually had the opportunity to talk to all of them at some point or another.
Oh, cool.
In our inception for our outlet, not our radio show, because that's new. But yeah, we'll be right back and keep talking to Japanese Girls in a bit. We're just going to play another song for you guys. This is a track called Fairy Tales off Portrait's debut album, which is called Minor Setbacks. I believe they're working on an acoustic album right now too, which is kind of neat. Once again, this is a track called Fairy Tales.
This Thursday, celebrate the Biltmore 7th birthday with Yukon Blonde and special guest Fountain. Doors open at 8 p.m., January 15th at the legendary Biltmore Cabaret. Advanced tickets are available on TicketWeb. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Interested in producing a professional music video? No dough. Public Records is giving away grants of up to $5,000. Apply now through June 14th at publicrecords.org. Winners will have their video showcased on TELUS Optic TV and online. So head on over to publicrecords.org to get your application underway today.
Young guys with girl.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie.
This is Chloe.
And we have Chris. Or sorry, Chris is not here. Charlie and Oliver from Japanese Girls.
I'm so offended.
I'm so sorry. It just came out of my mouth.
I don't blame you. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, Yeah, he's the one who's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, so we wanted to talk to you guys about your future plans. Well, obviously, after this awesome show, I'm sure it'll be awesome tonight. What other plans do you have for the rest of the year?
There's a voting system that we're a part of that's trying to get us down to South by Southwest Festival. So if I can't remember the link as of now, but I'm sure we'll post it. And
yeah. I mean, like, a lot of exciting things. Like, festival seasons are going to come up, which I think start pretty much in March, and then go all the way to the end of the summer. So that's a big goal for us, is to try to get into as many of those as possible.
I think I can almost guarantee we're going to have a big tour this summer.
Yeah. And then some other really cool stuff. Like, we're working on new songs. We're going to start recording some demos and see what we can do with those. And we're going to re-release Circulation in Europe, in the UK, this spring. So that's going to be really cool to see what happens there.
And then growing as a band, trying to do new things and write new songs and basically, you know, take over the world.
Those are really admirable plans. We hope that they all
The last one's kind of creepy. But
No, not really. I'm sure there are bands that go like, I want to be heard everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the goal of any artist is to spread it to as many people as possible and you know, change their lives in one way or another.
So now we have a fun question for you guys.
I can't wait.
Before we wrap it up. So who would you guys rather face in a fight? A duck-sized horse or 100 horse-sized ducks?
Duck-sized horse.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Come on. 100 horse-sized ducks, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's so... We'd be so outnumbered.
But they're small, and you can kick them.
But they probably still have the same power, right? They'd still be as strong as a horse.
It's like a school of fish.
But, like a duck-sized horse would be as strong as a duck, so... Yeah.
I think fighting one thing is easier than fighting 100. But that's me.
Makes sense.
You want to plug our show?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be playing a show tonight at the Roxy downtown Vancouver on Granville Street. We'll be playing with Hawking and Lil India. And we'll be... doors are at 8 p.m. So come check us out. It's going to be awesome. It's a show we've been playing for a few months. And it's, I think, the rising bands of Vancouver. I think all of us are going to be doing a lot of exciting stuff in 2015. So if you want to be the one who said you heard us first... come down to the Roxy tonight.
Huge amount of love to all our fans. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for coming on the show. And if you don't have plans, or even if you do, and
break them.
You should definitely go check out the show. We've seen Japanese girls play before, and they have a really electric live set. Very exciting. And yeah, we're going to play one of their tracks now to show you what you will be missing if you don't go to the show. So you should definitely come on out. This is Off Circulation, and it's called Southern Comforting.
Thank you. I'm
can't bear, yet it's holding us together. With this unsentimental stare, I see the line in all the obstacles that get back the colors you've thrown on the wall. I find it hard to keep you focused with all the lights that go unnoticed. And do you really wanna see it growing now? And do you really wanna see it grow? Started out and we can't hold this. I'll feel it through, only time will know this. And do you really wanna see it growing now? And do you really wanna see it grow?
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Natalie.
This is Chloe.
Yes, yeah, so the track you just heard was Modern Art by Little India, who are also playing the show tonight at the Roxy with Japanese Girls and Hawking. That was a track off their EP Up All Night, which came out in November of 2013.
Yeah, and next up we have Dreaming by Solo, and that is actually the project of actress and musician Sophie Lowe. She can next be seen in The Return, a plug for the new A&E show.
Which is filmed in Vancouver, we should add.
Sounds really good. It premieres March 9th. So yeah, this is Dreaming by Solo, and this was from her self-titled EP.
You in slow motion, now I see the smile for a while in person. You hold me close, I feel complete like a pillow in a pillowcase. Keep me warm and safe. I am dreaming. Take me by
Seattle grunge trio Helms Ali play at the Electric Owl this Saturday, January 17th, with special guests Wayne Grow and Astrakhan. Advance tickets are $10, available from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune Records, and online. This message is brought to you by Timber Concerts at CITR 101.9 FM.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl underground, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. This is Natalie speaking. You just heard, before those ads there, we just played Dreaming by Solo. And just like the artist, I'm now solo because I'm by myself. Chloe has to go to class before 2, so I'm going to be closing the show out for the rest of the term, I guess. So the next track we have, or I have rather, for you is good old pop punk song. This is a track by a band based in Kelowna called Count Me In, and they released a album called She's Your Problem Now in July, and this is one of my favorite tracks off the album called With or Without Me.
Across the city skyline to find what you've been waiting for, please take me with you. I can't help but admire your passion for the questions that make us take a second look, just like the sequel. Scared of something tragic. Now you're trapped beneath my beating heart as it pushes you closer, pushes you closer to the edge of
Just don't forget what you called home.
Hey, Allison, what will you dream? Have all your themes turned red? Hey, Allison, why were you screaming? Did you not shoot her dead? She said, open your eyes, my baby. Baby's coming back. Your eyes, my baby's coming through. I love you. Hey, Allison, what were you doing? Have all your dreams run dry. Why? Open your eyes. My baby's coming back. I love you.
Hello, welcome back. The track you just heard was Hey Allison by a local band called Echo Nebraska. We actually had a poll on our website for most anticipated releases of 2015, and they actually came in first, which is kind of cool. They're actually be releasing their debut EP very soon on January 26th. So if you liked what you heard, be sure to check out their social media pages and more for their album. We've actually had a chance to preview it, and it sounds amazing. So you should definitely go listen to that too. We have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to play a track for you now by a group called Alleyway Saints, who are kind of a experimental pop punk-ish group from Vancouver as well. And I think they started out as a duo. They're a trio now, but they're actually be playing a show tomorrow at Seven Dining Lounge, which is located on West Broadway. They'll be playing a show with Cry of Silence and also One for the Losing Team, some more local bands. I believe it's only $10 admission, so, you know, pretty reasonable price. And, some great music. This is a song off their EP Side B, and it's called Violet. Track was a lot more ambient than I thought it would be, but climactic, very climactic. I'm going to play one more song for you. This is by I think they're a band now. They started out as a duo called The Airs. They're an American, kind of fronted by a brother and sister called Brandon and Savannah, and this is their, but like I said, now they're a band under the name The Airs. And yeah, thank you guys for listening, and to Japanese Girls for joining us earlier on the show. And yeah, we're going to close things out with a track called All Right, Good Night.